Happy, happy Friday morning, everybody. This is Brad Schmidt, host of the K-High Morning News Show on the Voice of the Foothills, AM 950. It is 8:45, and as promised, we have Mr. Dave Naves in studio for his segment, Web in Plain English. Dave, how are we doing this Friday?
Brad, doing well. How are you, my friend?
I'm always good, man.
Yeah.
Always good.
Always good up here in sunny, beautiful Auburn, California.
Well, I think I'm always good because you see me on Friday.
Yeah.
If you came in on a Monday.
Different story.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. So thank you, Brad. So we're going to jump right into it. My name is Dave Naves from DaveWorks Web Development. For those of you who don't know me, I've been in the web business now for over 22 years. Help build sites like Ticketmaster and Disney Channel and Guess and City Search and blah, blah, blah. I'm passionate about the web. I'm most passionate about getting small business into the web, and I like to explain things in plain English. I like businesses to make money on the web, and I like to break it down in simple terms and dispel any myths, get rid of the stigmas, and get rid of perhaps the fear that is often associated with business on the web. So, let's jump right into it. Today, we are going to finish our series on Amazon. I have been, for the past few weeks, talking about small businesses using the tools on Amazon to make money, to sell on Amazon. Many businesses still don't realize that Amazon, although can be considered a competitor, you can also make a lot of money using all these services Amazon offers. $105 billion last year made by Amazon. 40% of that, $105 billion, were made by small businesses. So if you think that Amazon's simply your competitor, you might want to think again that if you aren't selling, period, you aren't even in the front door of the game. What you should be thinking about, if you don't have the wherewithal or the desire to want to build everything on your own and build stores and, you know, e-commerce and the security and on and on and on, you may consider jumping into the Amazon game. They will take a piece of your business, but I can tell you they are there and they will significantly increase your businesses if you do it correctly. So we in the past have talked about selling online through Amazon. We've talked about fulfillment by Amazon. We've talked about advertising on Amazon to increase your sales. We've talked about Amazon Global. Today we're going to talk about, and this might be a surprise to you, but they have a division of their company called Selling Services Online. Easiest way to explain it is compare this to Angie's List. Okay, you can sell if you are a small business owner and you sell services like a plumber or a handyman or what have you, stuff like that, that are services and not necessarily product. You can join Selling Services on Amazon and market yourself and get paid through Amazon. So people can buy your services through the Amazon, right? Selling Services on Amazon. It's fairly amazing. I would say if I were Angie's List, I would be quaking in my boots. Because of all the power, the massive power that Amazon brings, all the tools that they bring with them to allow you to market yourself and sell directly through their services. Now, do they take a piece? Yes, they take a piece. But, you know, think, as I often try to explain, don't think about necessarily losing your piece of the pie. Always try to think about creating a bigger pie, and Amazon can help you do that. So what is, you know, I'll just say their official slogan here is, what is selling services on Amazon? It allows top pros like you to offer your services on Amazon Home Services. Millions of people shop on Amazon, and many of them are right in your neighborhood. With Selling Services on Amazon, we provide the actual orders, easy-to-use tools, so you can focus on what you do best, delighting your customers. So it would, it works pretty simply. You sign up. You have to be, it's an invite only, actually. You can't just join and you automatically get to sell your services online. They do background checks on you. They do this, and this is important because, as I often say, think about it in terms of the eyes of the buyer. Why would they want to, you know, essentially purchase somebody's services off of Amazon? Well, the same deal with Angie's List. The background checks have been done. So only top pros get to join Amazon, selling services on Amazon. And that's a big deal to the consumer, right? You've been vetted. And the other part of it is that you get to use the payment processing through Amazon. So somebody can actually prepay, and you can be assured that you're going to get your money as the contractor, whatever it is you do. So there's a lot of protection involved when using the service on both ends. So people can be comforted by the fact that you're only going to get a top pro when you sell through Amazon. So the consumer's happy, you're happy, you're going to get paid. And to get started, you simply apply, right? It's an invite only. You get to indicate your interest. They'll review all your business details, and everything looks good. You'll get an email containing an activation link, right? You activate your account, and which allows you to start selling whatever it is. You can pre-package your services. There's different types of services, such as, I had it all written down here, the pre-packaged services, right? They've that based on common customer requests, right? You can choose to offer these services, set your own prices, and you can even specify only the exact zip codes that you want to provide that service. There's also custom services, right? This custom services allow customers to submit their own customized requests. They can send in videos and photos and allow you to bid on those individually. When you receive that custom request, you can communicate directly with the customer and ask questions in order for them to provide them an accurate estimate. All this is pretty amazing. That again, using technology to really whittle down your specific offerings, and allows the customer to do the same thing. I've got a really specific need. I need a lamp put in, you know, in my dining room, and here's the lamp, but I've got a specific need here. Here's some pictures of, I've got a beam in the way, and what would it take? So it allows you to communicate. And also the beauty is this, for a contractor. The contractor, you do not have to pay for leads, which is a common thing in many other industries. You only have to pay Amazon when the job is complete, when you actually get the job. So there's zero upfront costs.
And how do they provide leads?
Well, that's a great question. They would provide leads by people going to Amazon and searching for whatever it is, right? People that know Amazon. And here it goes even deeper. Say that there are the products that are sold. Say I just mentioned a lamp. Well, if in a specific zone, like a zip code, say that lamp was sold, well, a little button will appear. Do you need this installed? Boom, one click, and you just bought the lamp. Now you're looking at a list, once you hit that button, of contractors that would provide the service of installing the lamp. So it goes really far and wide. It's how they actually provide all these leads, but they do have a whole specific division and website dedicated to services provided. And I'll go over the list in a minute here of the current. This is a somewhat new division compared to, you know, everything else that Amazon has sold. But it's an amazing tool. And boy, I can, you know, when I first heard about it, I really just, the first thing that came to mind was, oh my gosh, Angie's List must be just freaking out about this, because Angie's List doesn't sell product. Right, Angie's List doesn't make $105 billion a year. Amazon does. So now Amazon is slowly but surely adding in these buttons, adding in the websites, offering these other people services by completely vetted professionals that are offering their services in specific areas. So Angie's List, you know, had better really step up their game if they're going to stay in this, you know, in this game.
Yeah, Amazon's turned into the Microsoft of the late 90s.
Well, they are.
Eating everybody up.
They are. You know, the one thing they still aren't is they're not Google. But in terms of shopping and offering of services, yeah, they have really stepped up their game. The one thing, this is why I'm doing the show, by the way. You know, I'm always about small business. Small business still remains the backbone of our economy. And I am passionate about trying to dispel these myths and trying to dispel any fears that may be associated with doing business on the web. And I have a love-hate relationship with Amazon. They, at the same time, are helping small businesses. They are also killing small businesses in the fact now that they are opening these gigantic robotic warehouses So the point is, and which is just near and dear to my heart, and what I'm passionate about is, people, you own a small business, get online, sell. You have a service, sell it online. You can, you're only going to open up your sales channels. If you have products, absolutely, you better be selling online. And if you're not, then you're going to get mowed over by that bus that's on its way. So that's why I do this radio show. That's why I blog. That's why I do all my stuff. It's not hard. But if you are not on the inside, you are on the outside, right? A quote from Wall Street. You had better be on the inside track, or you're literally going to lose sales, if not lose your business. So there's tools out there that make this available, including now the for contractors. I happen to be a licensed, you know, general contractor myself, and I wouldn't even dream about marketing myself any other way than to really get online, either via SEO, you know, doing search engine optimization, or if I just didn't have the time or the wherewithal, I would definitely be setting money aside to use something like Amazon. Just, you know, whatever I needed to do to get online and have the power of a company like Amazon put me in front of my potential customers, and I would definitely give up a piece. So I digress a little bit, but it was important for me to say that.
I just have a quick question. Yeah. It's a pretty basic one. So your small business, say like small business here in Auburn, mm-hmm. you can be on Amazon and sell out of your business. You don't have to be attached to those warehouses, do you?
No. In fact, that was one of our shows before. You know, if for fulfillment, well, that's an operative word there, attached. If it were me, I'd want to be as efficient as possible, right?
Which would be the warehouse.
Which would be warehousing. Right. And we talked about the fulfillment by Amazon, FBA. I would most definitely want to spend a little extra money and send all my stuff prepackaged to Amazon and let them deal with all the customer service. Customer service, the offline work, is really expensive.
Well, then say you did own a store. What would you do all day?
Well, I mean, but if I had a store, that means I'd have a local store and I'd sell on, you know, locally as well.
Oh, okay.
But I would want money coming in the back door.
I got you.
Right? I'd want to increase.
Yeah.
I tell that to my customers all the time. Stop only thinking about your 15, 20, 30 mile radius. Start thinking at minimum 3,000 miles away. Sell to New York. Sell to Chicago. Sell across the nation. Unless you have very specific local services or products that are only would be sellable to your zip code, then get stuff out the door. Right? It's not hard. Get an email. John Smith from, you know, New York, New York, you know, he bought your little widget. He bought your candle. He bought whatever it is you're selling. Send it to him and repeat your business. Because the web is so incredibly efficient with the way that sales are done these days, if you just open up your mind and open up your paradigm, have a different paradigm shift, you can have money coming in your back door, which will allow you to keep your local store open. It goes back and forth. People that have online businesses only don't have the benefits of the locally owned store, a real storefront. There's a lot of good stuff, and we can go over that in a future show, of how much more better search results you'll have as a real local business on Google. Believe it or not, they spend a lot of time with their Google My Business section. So they give a lot more precedence, especially on online, to give you better search results if you have a real store. But you have to do both. Right, so if you're going to have a local store, you better have an online store too. If you have an online store only, you might think about, you know, getting online and getting better search engines through SEO. So I'm going to wind this up. I digressed a bit, but I am going to just leave you with this thought: you might want to consider selling your services online through Amazon to increase your sales and visibility. Next week, I'm going to go right back into my favorite topic, Google tips and tricks to get found online. Please, if you're interested in listening to the show or old shows, you can always subscribe at podcast.daveworks.net. And I really hope to see you soon. Brad, thanks for having me as always.
Absolutely.
I'll see you next Friday. We'll talk about Google.
Sounds great.
That?
I love Google.
Me too. Have a great week, everyone.
You're listening to the voice of the Foothills, AM 950, KAHI, Auburn, and online at khi.com.